Romans chapter 12 covers a plethora of topics. One of those topics is our behavior as members of Christ's body. In verses 11 through 13, it mainly focuses on zealousness to do righteous deeds in and out of the church. Let us discover how we are going to revive that attitude after being quarantined for such a long period of time. Hopefulness is essential for a zealous attitude. Without hope that there is a reward for our deeds, we're not going to be eager enough to complete them. The beginning of Romans 12:12 says, "Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation." We have to have hopefulness for heaven. Hebrews 6:19 says, "This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, in which enters the presence behind the veil." The presence behind the veil is a reference to the tabernacle which was used during Moses' time. For the priest to enter the most holy place, he would have to go behind the veil. For us first century Christians, this would be referencing to heaven. We have to have hopefulness in tribulation. In 2 Corinthians 4:8, it says, "We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. With hope, we can have perseverance through any trial. With this hope, we can bring back our eagerness." Romans 12:11 says, "Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord." An example of this eagerness is Apollos in Acts 18:25. It said, "This man had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things of the Lord, though he only knew the baptism of John." With a lot of eagerness and a little information, he made a big difference in the church. We need to seek opportunities like Apollos did. In 1 Corinthians 14:12, it says, "Even so you, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, let it be for the edification of the church that you seek to excel." We have to, in order to build up the church, we need to seek opportunities to serve. With this eagerness, we develop a stronger motivation to serve in the church. Romans 12:13 says, "Distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality." We need to serve other Christians, or as this verse says, other saints. John 13:35 gives us an example that we should serve in love. We need to serve strangers. Hebrews 13:2 says, "Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some have unwittingly entertained angels." Even though it's not mentioned in this verse, we need to serve God. Colossians 3:23-24 says, "And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ." Let us look at one last verse. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." With hope being a backbone to our eagerness, we can find so much motivation to serve in the Lord's church. Thank you for your time.